Welcome to week four of the Fantasy Spin here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf alongside Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com talking about Eagles fantasy and around the NFL. And Joe, let's talk about the player who everybody wants to talk about, the number one overall pick for many people, LeSean McCoy, as this Eagles offense is putting up plenty of points, number one in the league. LeSean McCoy not doing so in terms of fantasy production, only 22 yards rushing last week against Washington. If you have Shady, how concerned are you moving forward?
Well, I don't think you have the luxury of really being concerned. You kind of have to roll with Shady. And the reason I say that is it's kind of all those first-round running backs have really been struggling. LeSean McCoy, Eddie Lacy, Matt Forte, Jamal Charles, these guys have all had their ups and downs so far. So I don't think you have the luxury of being able to be worried about LeSean McCoy. But the concern for me is the fact that they just don't have the healthy offensive line right now. I think that's pretty obvious. It's an offensive line that hasn't played together. And I think LeSean McCoy was running a little bit tentatively. And I think you got to give credit to the Washington defense for really swarming and getting into the backfield. If you have LeSean McCoy, you have no choice but to ride this out. And remember, he produced in week one and in week two. So it's not like this is a three-game trend here. I expect him to get back on track really quickly. And later down the line, when that offensive line gets healthy and gets some chemistry, I fully expect LeSean McCoy to return to dominating for fantasy. Perhaps somebody's kind of panicking right now for LeSean McCoy. Go make a trade offer for him because you're going to be really glad you did.
On the plus side for the Eagles, Jordan Matthews, the rookie second-round pick, made a big impact in week three, two touchdown receptions. How much do you buy his production moving forward?
Well, I buy the production. I'm just wondering if it's going to be coming from him moving forward. And that doesn't mean he won't have games like this in the future. That's why they drafted him. He was a second-round pick. They obviously think very highly of him. It's just the fact that there's going to be Zach Ertz some weeks. There's going to be Riley Cooper some weeks making plays. Darren Sproles didn't make a whole lot of plays in this game after really dominating in the first two games. So Jordan Matthews, I think, was the kind of guy. He was just the guy who was next up on this list, and he caught the two touchdowns. The one touchdown in the end zone was Foles' best throw the entire year, in my opinion. So Jordan Matthews, getting him positive matchups outside of the slot, I absolutely think this is something that's going to continue. He hung on to the ball, which obviously he had some rookie jitters in the first couple weeks. He's somebody to add to the back end of your roster, maybe put in there with a nice matchup. But I do kind of feel like you're going to be rolling the dice with all of these secondary receivers in the Eagle offense, because even though they have the best offense in yards and points in the National Football League, it's really difficult for each and every guy to produce each and every week, as we saw this week against Washington.
Let's open up our scope to the rest of the NFL down to Houston, where Arian Foster has a reputation of being, we'll say, brittle, and Alfred Blue is the next guy up there. How much do you buy him, especially this week against Buffalo?
Well, he had over 90 yards rushing this week. He had a long run that really kind of boosted that stat line for him. I'm an Alfred Blue believer. I think he's somebody that you need to add to your roster. So he deserves to be owned in each and every fantasy league. Why? Because, as you said, Arian Foster has a reputation for missing games. And that reputation is earned. He's missed a lot of games. And this is a team that wants to run the football. We saw bad Ryan Fitzpatrick against the Giants this past week. That's why Bill O'Brien wants to avoid Ryan Fitzpatrick dropping back 40 times. So Alfred Blue is somebody who I'm absolutely owning in each and every league if I can get my hands on him. And the fact of the matter is this. They can work in two backs. They can work in both Foster and Blue when Foster is healthy. And they're just not going to throw the ball all that much. So Alfred Blue, a guy that the Texans drafted, is somebody that I think I'm going to believe in as somebody who can at least get volume. You remember he's a sixth-round pick, but he's somebody who's going to get volume moving forward if Arian Foster is inactive.
Not worried about LeSean McCoy if you own him. How about Aaron Rodgers, who has had a couple down weeks to start the year?
Well, I'm not worried about Aaron Rodgers at all just because of his track record. Now, this Packer offense actually has had two duds in 3 weeks, and really when you think about it, this was a team that was down 18 points in the second quarter in the game it won against the New York Jets, so they haven't really gotten into a groove yet. But I will say this, Aaron Rodgers in 2012 also had two games with fewer than 15 fantasy points among his first three to start the year. He ended the year as the number two fantasy quarterback. He's going to be absolutely fine. Eddie Lacy's going to be fine. Cobb, Nelson, all those guys are going to be fine. I'm not worried about Aaron Rodgers at all.
All right, the big thing for week four, the start of bye weeks. Six teams on bye this week, including some big fantasy offenses like Denver, Seattle, Cincinnati. Who are some lower-level bye week fill-ins we should keep an eye on?
Well, the one thing you have to point out with those teams, they all have really fantasy-relevant running backs. So there's two running backs I'm focusing on, and they're both rookies. Number one is Lorenzo Talaferro of the Baltimore Ravens. Bernard Pierce was inactive this past week. Lorenzo Talaferro came out, ran hard, scored a touchdown. I was really impressed by what Lorenzo Talaferro did, and I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up as their lead guy moving forward. And for the Minnesota Vikings, a guy who didn't make as big an impact this week, but I think should be involved going forward, especially after the injury to Kyle Rudolph, is Jerick McKinnon, the rookie running back out of Georgia Southern. He was a guy who was an option quarterback in college, so at times he's essentially still learning a new position, but he's a lot more gifted than Matt Asiata. I would trust Jerick McKinnon on the back end of my bench, and maybe as a start this week if you're really digging deep.
All right, all the info you need heading into your week four of fantasy, courtesy of Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan, and we will see you next week here on the Fantasy Spin.